Welcome in. This is Syncopation Ladders for Jungle Practice in Ableton Live, Advanced Level. The whole point today is to get that jungle lift, that feeling like the beat is sprinting, without your tempo changing and without your groove collapsing into random chaos. Here's the core idea. A syncopation ladder is a set of controlled variations. You start with a straight, almost boring groove, and then you climb rung by rung. Each rung adds one specific kind of syncopation, not a new beat every time, but one clear, repeatable move. That way you can build intensity on purpose, arrange faster, and keep your kick and snare in charge. Before we touch any notes, let's set up the session so your groove behaves predictably. Set your tempo to something in the jungle pocket. I recommend 172 BPM to start. Set global quantization to 1/16th note. That means clip launches and edits are going to snap in a way that supports tight ladder practice. Now create three tracks. Track A is a MIDI track called Drums, One Shot Rack. Track B is an audio track called Break, Sliced Loop. Track C is a MIDI track called Hats/Perks, Ladder. This separation matters. One shots give you authority and consistency. Break slices give you jungle DNA and attitude. If you mash them all into one lane too early, the groove gets smeary and you can't tell what's actually driving the feel. Now step 1. Build the core. This is rung 0. On track A, load a drum rack and populate it with a tight kick, a cracking snare, maybe a rim or clap if you want, closed hat, open hat, a short percussion like a woodblock, and a ghost snare. The ghost can literally be the same snare sample, just treated differently with velocity and length. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip, 4/4, 1-bar loop on. Set your anchor first. Put the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. This is your authority lane. You can get fancy later, but these anchors are your spine. Now add a kick on beat 1. Add a support kick around 1.3, that classic drive kick that pushes the bar forward. Keep it simple. Add closed hats at 8th notes to start. If you want to go to 16ths later, cool, but start with 8th so you can hear what each rung changes. Teacher note, you want rung 0 to feel almost too plain. That's not you being uncreative, that's you building a reference point. The ladder only works if the bass is stable. Ableton tip. In the MIDI editor, turn on fold so you only see the notes you're using. It keeps you fast and focused. Step 2. Rung 1. Ghost infrastructure. This is micro dynamics, not a new rhythm. Add ghost snares just before the main snares. So 1/16th before beat 2, and 1/16th before beat 4. Keep the velocities low, in that roughly 25 to 45 range. You want them felt more than heard. Now drop a velocity MIDI effect on the track. Set it to random and give yourself a small range, plus or minus 6 to 12. The goal is texture, not chaos. If it starts sounding like a broken drum machine, your range is too wide. Optional but highly recommended, add note length after velocity and shorten those ghost notes, something like 30 to 60 milliseconds. That keeps the ghost snappy and prevents them from muddying the snare body. What you're listening for here is breathing. The groove should feel more alive, but not busier. Now the fun part, step 3, building the ladder rungs as systematic syncopation moves. Go into session view and duplicate your clip until you've got a set of variations. Name them so you can think like an arranger. R0, straight. R1, ghosts. R2, offbeat hat. R3, kick anticipation. R4, snare drag slash push. R5, 16th grid switch. R6, break accent merge. And here's a big coaching rule. Syncopation budget. For each rung, you're allowed one category of change. One new hit placement, or one timing offset, or one velocity or duration change, or one layer change. If you do two or three at once, it stops feeling like a ladder step and starts feeling like you switch to a different beat. Also, think in lings. Anchor versus ornament. Anchors are your main snare and usually your primary kick. Ornaments are hats, ghost snares, little perks, break ticks. When things get messy, it's almost always because an ornament started acting like an anchor. It got too loud, too long, too low frequency, or it started hitting the downbeat like it owns the place. Okay, rung 2. Offbeat hat anchors. On track C, the hats and perks track, place an open hat on the end of 1 and the end of 3. So the offbeats. Keep your closed hats consistent so you can really hear what the offbeats are doing. Mix shaping. Put an auto filter on the hats. High pass, 24 dB slope. Cut off somewhere between 250 and 450 Hz. If it needs a tiny bit of drive, add it, but keep it controlled. This is to keep the low mids from turning your groove into cardboard. Why this rung works? Offbeat anchors create forward motion instantly, and they do it without touching your snare logic. It's like adding a conveyor belt under the rhythm. Rung 3. Kick anticipation. Push the energy without moving the snare. Back on your kick laying in track A, add a kick 1/16 before the snare on 2. Optionally do the same 1/16 before the snare on 4. But follow the rules. These anticipation kicks should be lower velocity than your main kicks. Think 70 to 90 versus 110 to 127. And consider using a tighter kick sample or shorten the tail, because if the anticipation kick masks the snare transient, you lose impact. In jungle, the snare is a headline. Don't step on it. Talk device suggestion. Add drum bus to track A or your drum group. Set drive anywhere from 2 to 8 depending on how aggressive your samples are. Keep crunch low or off. Boom is optional, maybe 20 to 40. Tune to your kick fundamental if you use it. And push transients up. Plus 5 to plus 20, so your attacks stay sharp even as the groove gets denser. Rung 4. Snare push and drag. Controlled micro timing. Now we're doing the kind of subtle timing that makes a beat feel human, but still locked. Select your main snare on beat 2 and nudge it by a few milliseconds. You can push it earlier by minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds, or drag it later by plus 4 to plus 12. Then do the opposite on the snare on 4. That contrast is often what creates the attitude. Workflow tip. Don't full quantize. Use nudge. Keep the move in milliseconds, not invisible note grid jumps. If your snare shift is audible as late or early rather than confident, have the amount at 170 to 174 BPM. Tiny moves go a long way. Rule of thumb. Hats and perks can tolerate larger offsets than snare and kick. Break slices usually behave like hats timing-wise, unless the slice has low end. If it has low end, treat it like a kick and keep it tight. Rung 5. The 16th grid switch. Density the illusions. Here, you're adding a small run that resolves cleanly. That resolution is everything. If it resolves into the snare, it sounds intentional. If it doesn't, it sounds like you tripped. On hats or a short perk, add 3/16 hits leading into the snare on 4. Shape the velocity like a ramp, 40, then 60, then 80. You're basically creating a little ramp into the snare, like a mini fill that still respects the bar. On track C, a good chain is velocity for a touch of random, then EQ 8 to control harshness. If things get spitty, dip around 6 to 9K, then add saturator with soft clip-on and 1 to 4 dB of drive. You're not trying to make it louder. You're trying to make it feel like the wheels are spinning faster. Rung 6. Break accent merge. This is where it starts speaking jungle. On track B, drop in a classic break. Amen, think, whatever fits your taste. Right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use slice to drum rack, slice by transient. Now, here's the discipline. Don't use the whole break. You're taking 2 to 4 slices that have bite. Ghosts. Tiny hat ticks. Maybe a snare flam. Layer those slices around your one-shot pattern. Put a break ghost right before the snare. Put a tiny break hat on an off 16th. Then tighten the layer. On the break rack, add a gate to trim tails. Add EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, so the break doesn't compete with your kick and sub. If the break slice fights your snare crack, notch a bit where the conflict lies. The goal is jungle language without losing clarity. You want the listener to think, oh, this is alive, not why did the snare get smaller. Quick coach trick if you're unsure whether a rung is doing the right thing. Do a nullish test. Duplicate your drum group. Flatten 1-2 audio as your straight reference. And on the other version, audition only the changes you made for that rung. If the difference feels like a coherent gesture, like a lead-in or a skip, you're good. If it sounds like random pepper, simplify. Now step 4. Groove pool discipline. Swing that doesn't wobble. Pick one groove per section. Drag in something like an MPC style 16 swing or shuffle. Apply it to hats and perks first, not your kick and snare. Start with timing around 10 to 25, velocity 0 to 10, random 0 to 5. Keep it subtle. Only after it's stable, apply a little to the break slices, like timing around 10. And remember the rule. Snare stays king. Don't heavily groove the main snare unless you're deliberately doing a drunk or halftime thing. In most jungle and DNB contexts, that's not what you want. Now step 5, arrangement. Turning your ladder into a drop. Here's a practical 32-bar plan. Bars 1 through 4, rung 0 to rung 1. Establish pocket. Bars 5 through 8, rung 2, offbeat hats. Bars 9 through 12, rung 3, anticipation kicks. Bars 13 through 16. Rung 4, micro timing on snares. Bars 17 through 24. Rung 5, bursts and fills every 4 bars. Bars 25 through 32. Rung 6, break merge, fullest energy. and use resets. A classic move is at bar 16, strip back to rung 1 for 1 bar, then slam into rung 6. Contrast is power. If everything is max intensity all the time, nothing feels like a lift. You can also think in 8-bar phrases. Hold a stable rung for bars 1 through 6, then do the run-up turnaround in bars 7 and 8. That's very DJ-friendly. It creates natural transition points. Now some common mistakes to avoid. First, moving everything off-grid. Syncopation needs an anchor. If your anchors wobble, the whole thing sounds like it's falling down the stairs. Second, over-randomizing velocities. Jungle ghosts are designed, not chaotic. Use a little random for life, but sculpt the main shape yourself. Third, break layer fighting the snare. If your break snare overlaps your main snare transient, you lose impact. Gate and EQ the break until your main snare still feels like it owns beat 2 and 4. Fourth, too much swing on subs and kick. Put swing in top end and ornament material first. Fifth, every bar is a fill. Ladders are about progression. If you live at the top rung, you have nowhere to climb. Let's add a few heavier, darker DNB pro tips. For cohesion, put a glue compressor on the drum bus. 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That gives you jill without flattening transients. If you need the snare forward without harsh peaks, use saturator with soft clip on the snare channel. This can increase perceived loudness and density while keeping the transient in check. If your drum bus clouds the sub, use EQ8 with a gentle low shelf cut. 1 to 3 dB around 40 to 60 Hz. Jungle drums can be huge, but the sub needs space. And for jungle air without fizz, do subtle saturation before EQ, then cut brittleness after with a small dip around 7 to 10K if hats get spitty. It keeps energy without turning into sandpaper. One more advanced sound trick, a parallel click bus. Create a return track called click. Send snare and hats to it lightly. This audio version is shortened for playback.